Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. So if I'm so out of shape,
yeah,
that if someone yells, run for your life,
yeah,
I'm going to say, you go on ahead, I'm going to meet Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I'm ready. I'm ready to meet him, yeah.
Well, I'm not prepared, but I am ready.
Yeah, any day now.
That's a fact. You've got it. Clear Out West Radio Show, Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
That's right. Welcome to our outfit.
All right, here we go.
All right.
More nonsense.
Saving lives?
Yeah. My luck is like a bald guy who just won a comb.
Too little, too late.
Yep. Where were you 50 years ago?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, which reminds me, we had another listener come up to us last week and say, you guys aren't near as old as you sound on the radio.
Well, yeah, we do have faces for radio.
We are definitely what we look like on the radio. That's right. Yeah. Sometimes someone unexpected comes into your life out of nowhere,
mm-hmm,
makes your heart race, and changes you forever.
Yeah.
We call these people policemen.
He does change your life.
Right.
Forever.
Yeah, right. I like this one. Don't bother walking a mile in my shoes. That would be boring.
Yeah.
Spend 30 seconds in my head. That will freak you right out.
That'll scar you for life.
Yeah, that is a true statement, mm-hmm, too. Yeah. When I ask for directions, please don't use words like east. This is my wife.
Well, that's the only way I can. I want directions.
You got to give me north, south, east, west.
Not right, left.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Turn at the anthill.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt people. I just randomly remember things and get really excited. Yeah.
Well, and you got to get it out before you forget
before
it
forget
again.
It. That's usually the case. Yeah. Right. When I do squats, are your knees supposed to sound like a goat chewing on aluminum on an aluminum can stuffed with celery?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but it sounds like that.
Right.
And it feels like that, too.
Yeah.
When someone asks what I did over the weekend, I squint and ask, why? What did you hear?
It's not true.
Yeah, sure. I hate when a couple argues in public,
mm-hmm,
and I miss the beginning. I don't know whose side I'm on.
Whose side
am I going to take?
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, back to exercising?
Yeah.
I run like the winded.
Winded.
Yes.
Me too.
Run like the winded.
Yeah, bullseye.
Bullseye, right. Finally got 8 hours of sleep.
Nice.
Yeah.
In a row?
Took me 3 days, but I got her done.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Absolutely, yeah. When you ask me what I'm doing today and I say nothing, it does not mean that I'm free.
Right.
It means that I am doing nothing.
I'm going to do nothing.
Right, so don't ask me to do whatever it is you were going to ask me to do.
Yeah.
If you're sitting in public and a stranger takes a seat next to you, just stare straight ahead and say, did you bring the money?
Yeah, have you got the money?
You got the money?
You got the goods?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you lose your sock in the dryer, it comes back as a Tupperware lid that doesn't fit any of your containers.
Man, isn't that the truth?
Yeah, right, yeah. I remember being able to get up without making the sound effects.
Oh, that's boring.
Old man noises.
Old man noises.
Yeah, yeah. Along that same line, when I say the other day, I could be referring to any time between yesterday and 20 years ago.
20 years ago, yeah.
You know, the other day, I just... Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
That could have been forever.
20 years
you
ago,
got it.
Yeah.
Hey, got a great show coming at us this
goody,
week.
Goody.
Bren Hill's riding along with us. Got Kent Rollins with some poetry. Murph, Marty Robbins.
Yeah.
Joni Harms, but we're going to start with the Bar J Wrangler, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about Killer Diller?
killer.
He's a killer.
Killer diller.
Killer diller.
He's a graveyard filler of the West.
Now I've got a yarn I'd like to spin. If you don't mind, I'm going to start right in. It's about the meanest horse I ever knew. I climbed aboard the orneriest brute that ever jumped out from a chute. And with every jump, that critter tossed a shoe. I grabbed the horn and I grabbed some hair, and a pretty deer grabbed most everywhere. And the way he screamed and bellered, it was a sin. He made a jump and he turned around. I took a dive and hit the ground, but I jumped back up and started in again. Oh, he's a killer.
He's a killer.
Killer diller.
Killer diller.
He's a graveyard filler of the West.
Now, as I was saying before I quit, I grabbed the horn and I pulled a bit, and I rode that ornery critter like a dog. He turned around, he said to me, he said, "Cowboy, you just wait and see. I'm gonna waller you just like a hairy hog." The crowd applauded out with glee, and the bronc, he looked up again to me, and this is what he had to say, and I quote, "You made a mess of things, old kid. You blew your top and flipped your lid. You hadn't oughta done her, now you're through," end quote. He's a killer.
He's a killer.
Killer diller.
Killer diller.
He's a graveyard filler of the West.
Now I don't know, but I've been told that lightning flash, thunder roll, and a cyclone hit the seat where I was sat. They picked me up, the doctor said they had to tie me up in bed. I was goofy, crazy, loonier than a bat. My feet went flat, my teeth fell out, my hair turned white, and I got the gout, and I finally wound up down at the local bar. I'm all right now, but I'm telling you, with riding the Bronx, I am through. From here on out, I'm picking my guitar. Oh, my guitar.
My guitar.
My guitar.
My guitar.
From here on out, I'm picking my guitar.
Oh, yeah, graveyard filler of the West.
I've had him one or two or ten of those, yeah.
Killer diller, yeah. Been there, done that, and ouch.
Oh, ouch.
And ouch. Yeah, well, that's what we're talking about this week.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Yeah. What made you think of that?
Well, I was watching that video that's floating around the internet for years now of the guy that's branding a horse.
Oh. This one.
That came through my inbox here the other day.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So they're in a chute.
Well, yeah. But you think he's safe. He's in a stock. No, the horse is in the stocks.
In the stocks. But there's a lot of open space there.
And he's in his T-shirt and tennis shoes.
He's going to brand this horse.
And, you know, horses' hides aren't as thick as cattle.
No.
And he lays into that old pony just with that hot iron.
Yep.
Just pushes her right in there. And boom, next frame he's out of it.
He's out of the
picture. No frame. All you can see is tennis shoes.
Horse got his foot over the top of the stock and hit him right in the guts.
Oh.
Knocked him out of the picture.
Ouch. Ouch.
You know, sometimes it's warranted.
You know,
sometimes it's not our fault.
Stupid is does get rewarded.
Yeah. Ouch.
Ouch.
Ouch. Yeah.
Well, and another story that comes to mind is back when I would put my clinch block in my hip pocket.
I've got this written down, so go ahead. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I had the clinch block in my hip pocket, and, you know, got a 2 or 3 year old young horse that's pretty curious.
Sure.
You know, and I'm bent over there, and he pulls his head around, and he starts lipping that clinch block, and I don't like that anyways.
I don't like to be lipped because you know what's coming.
Yeah, the bite is on its way.
The bite is on its way,
He got, he reached out to bite that clinch block, and he got just an ever so slight piece of hide along between that clinch block and his teeth.
Yeah, and your butt.
Oh, baby, did that.
A little hind end hide. Yeah.
Ow, ow.
Just a little bit. Probably raised a pretty good blood blister.
It was a blood blister about the size of a quarter.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. When you're underneath the front foot of a horse and you've got it forward, and he rests his lips on the back of your neck or on your shoulder, No. And Mama says, "Oh,
he likes you.
Oh, he's giving you kisses."
No,
he's not. No. He's looking for a tender place to bite.
Yes.
Is what he is looking for. Yeah, well, now, we always said when you're on a hind and you've got the foot stretched out and the horse passes gas.
Oh, yeah.
That's when he's kissing at you.
That's a kiss,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's
there.
A kiss. Exactly. Oh, he likes you. He's kissing you. He's blowing you kisses, right? Yeah.
Whew, bad. Right. That's pretty tough exhaust.
I mean, you need a breath mint. Perhaps some Banaka.
Exactly.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we could go on all day just from horseshoeing wrecks.
Right, you know,
but Sam took his thumbnail off just the other day. Man.
Oh, that was a good one.
That wasn't just a smack your thumb, turn it black.
No.
That was a remove the whole thumbnail.
Yeah,
type
gone.
Deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he was shoeing a snorty horse. Snorty horse jerked just as he was coming down with the hammer.
Yeah.
Is that how that happened?
Well, and I believe there was an elk that got stuck in there somewhere, too.
Mamacita. Oh, hurt me.
One of them horseshoe nails got in there somewhere.
As well?
As well, yeah. Yeah.
Man, you know, that makes my eyes water just thinking about that.
It'll darn sure bring you to your water.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about that. But I've raised plenty of blood blisters on a thumb or a finger.
Well, that'll teach it.
Well, teach it to get out of the way.
Get out of the way and stay out of the way.
Well, there's a reason why they call me Lightning. I can never strike twice in the same spot. Yeah. I'm terrible that way. But
well, then that's when you take the washer and weld it onto your tacking hammer.
I got one of Dad's old hammers with the big head.
Yeah.
We need to ditch out to a cowmercial, really? And when we come back, Joni Harms is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.